Arizona governor sues Biden admin to keep border barriers in place. By Bob Price on October 25, 2022. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R., defied an order from the Biden administration to remove temporary border barriers situated in the Yuma sector over the summer. Ducey responded by filing a lawsuit on Friday. "Our border communities are overwhelmed by illegal activity as a result of the Biden administration's failure to secure the southern border," Governor Ducey said in a written statement. "Arizona is taking action to protest on behalf of our citizens. With this lawsuit, we're pushing back against efforts by federal bureaucrats to reverse the progress we've made." Earlier this month, the Biden administration ordered Arizona to remove the shipping containers placed under Ducey's orders to fill the gaps in border barriers in the Yuma sector. The Biden administration told Arizona to remove the temporary barriers they put in place so they can replace them with temporary barriers. "Why replace temporary barriers with more temporary barriers?" Governor Ducey asked. "Just another example of the federal government bureaucracy and out-of-control spending. The border barrier works and we're not going to delay the safety of our citizens any longer." In July, the Biden administration authorized the federal government to close gaps in the Arizona border while citing safety concerns, Breitbart Texas reported. The safety concerns expressed by the government were for migrants, not Arizona farmers and citizens. In a statement in July, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, "Due to the proximity to the Morelos Dam and the swift-moving Colorado River, this area presents safety and life hazard risks for migrants attempting to cross into the United States, where there is a risk of drownings and injuries from falls." When the federal government failed to act on this order, Governor Ducey ordered his own barriers to be put in place. In mid-August, state contractors began placing more than 3,000 double-stacked shipping containers to fill gaps in the Arizona border with Mexico left by Biden's Inauguration Day order to stop the building of barriers, Breitbart Texas reported. "The safety and security of Arizona and its citizens must not be ignored. Arizona is going to do the job that Joe Biden refuses to do, secure the border in any way we can. We're not backing down," Ducey added. Residents and farmers in Yuma County have been greatly impacted by the changes in Biden administration policies that stopped the building of border walls and encouraged mass irregular migration. "Now is not the time to hold or spend precious resources on replacing a barrier that already works," Yuma County Supervisor Jonathan Lines said in a written statement. "Governor Ducey has taken action in the interest of public safety and basic humanity. The federal government has not acted whatsoever and is so entrenched in bureaucracy, it's putting its own citizens at risk. Yuma County is grateful for the leadership and determination of Governor Ducey." During fiscal year 22, when ended on September 30, Yuma Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 310,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border between ports of entry, Breitbart Texas reported. The sector experienced the largest percentage increase in migrant apprehensions, up nearly 171% from the prior year. Arizona State Senator Sine Kerr added to Governor Ducey's comments, stating, "Yuma has experienced a humanitarian and national security crisis for far too long. The Biden administration created this problem. They need to end it and stop this bureaucracy game. Arizona will not be deterred in our mission to protect our citizens." State representatives serving the area also expressed their support for the Arizona border mission put in place by Governor Ducey. Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols told PTR during an August interview the border barrier is definitely helpful to stop the flow of migrants and drugs through his community. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas border team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook. Arizona lawsuit against Biden administration, complaint regarding border.